Titan's Addiction. Wall Street Titan, Book 2. Written by Anna Zares. Narrated by Ava Erickson and Sebastian York. Chapter 1. Emma. I cry for the first hour of the 2.5-hour flight to Orlando. I can't help it. My heart isn't just broken. It feels like it's been ripped out of my chest. And I did it to myself. I told Marcus I can't move in with him. I told him it was over. My seatmates, a balding 50-something man by the window and a blonde teenage girl in the aisle seat, try to scoot away as I blow my nose for the fifth time. Only there's nowhere to go. Well, the blonde girl can technically get up and go to the bathroom, but she's already done it 3 times to get away from me. So she stays put, giving me the occasional side eye. I don't blame her. The only thing worse than a crying baby on a plane is a crying adult.
You okay?
The balding man finally ventures, and I bob my head, forcing out a watery smile. Yes, sorry, I swallow a lump in my throat. A bad breakup.
Oh, cool,
the teenager says, visibly brightening. I thought you'd just learned you had cancer or something. I wince, feeling like an asshole. Because she's right, it could be so much worse. People have real tragedies, bad things they can't avoid. Whereas the pain I'm feeling is entirely self-inflicted. I hooked up with Marcus Corelli, a hedge fund billionaire who's so far out of my league as to reside on a different planet. I fell for him, knowing we had no future, and now I'm paying the price.
I once had a bad breakup, too, the teenager confides, chewing on her green, sparkly thumbnail. The asshole cheated on me with my best friend in middle school, kissed her behind the bleachers. Can you believe that?
Oh, wow, that's terrible. I'm sorry, I say sincerely. Middle school or not, that had to have hurt. At least Marcus never cheated on me. He disappeared for 3 days after an amazing weekend together, but as far as I know, no other women were involved. Well, except Emmeline. She, or her equally perfect clone, was always there between us.
Yeah, well, happens, the girl says, shrugging philosophically. What about you? What did the jerk do?
I swallowed again. He chased me down at the airport and asked me to move in. Both the girl and the man stare at me like a jellyfish just sprouted from my head.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?